This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the Taliban have agreed to allow safe passage for civilians trying to leave Afghanistan. Sullivan says a timetable for completing the evacuation of Americans, Afghan allies, and others has yet to be worked out with the country's new rulers. Pentagon officials say there have been interruptions Monday. The airlift is back on track and bang accelerated amid regular communication with Taliban leaders. Additional U.S. troops have arrived and more are on the way. The White House says 13 flights Tuesday airlifted 1,100 U.S. citizens, permanent residents, and their families from the Kabul airport. A group of women chanted and held up signs in a small protest in Kabul Tuesday following the Taliban's lightning seizure of the Afghan capital. The Taliban have said they want peace, will not take revenge against old enemies, and would respect the rights of women within the framework of Islamic law. Within Afghanistan, women have expressed skepticism, and several women were ordered to leave their jobs during the Taliban's rapid advance across the country. During their 1996 to 2001 rule, also guided by Islamic Sharia law, the Taliban stopped women from working. Girls were not allowed to go to school, and women had to wear all enveloping burqas to go out, and then only when accompanied by a male relative. EU Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell says the bloc has no intention of recognizing the Taliban after its sweeping victory in Afghanistan, but he says the EU must talk with the militants to ensure that European citizens and some Afghans can safely leave the country. Talking after chairing a meeting Tuesday of EU foreign ministers, Borrell said it's not a matter of official recognition, it's a matter of dealing with the Taliban. This is VOA News. Officials in Haiti have raised the death toll from a powerful weekend earthquake to more than 1,900. The Civil Protection Agency announced the numbers on Tuesday when strong winds and rains dealt by Tropical Storm Grace forced a temporary halt in rescue and recovery efforts. The agency raised the death toll to 1,941 and the number of injured to 9,900. The devastation is centered in the country's southwestern area, where health care has reached capacity and people have lost homes and loved ones. Volunteers and rescuers have continued to pull bodies from the rubble of Haitians, where as Haitians, patience runs out. Prior to the earthquake, the country was already struggling with the coronavirus pandemic, gang violence, and the July assassination of the president, Jovenel Moise. Police say four members of a Hong Kong University student union have been arrested on accusations of advocating terrorism when they paid tribute to an attacker who stabbed a police officer and then killed himself. Local media reports that those arrested Wednesday included the president and council chairman of the University of Hong Kong Student Union, who were among 30 students who attended a meeting last month in which they passed a motion to mourn the sacrifice of the attacker. The arrests are the latest use of a strict national security law that Beijing imposed on semi-autonomous Hong Kong last year after months of anti-government protest. U.S. health officials may soon recommend COVID-19 booster shots for fully vaccinated Americans. While many details remain unclear, it is common for protection from vaccines to decrease over time. Researchers have been monitoring the performance of the COVID-19 vaccines to see how long protection lasts and understand when to recommend boosters. One possibility is that boosters would be recommended 8 months after the second shot of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. The first people vaccinated in the U.S. would likely be first in the line for boosters, healthcare workers, nursing home residents, and other older Americans. Hong Kong is tightening entry restrictions for travelers arriving from the United States and 15 other countries beginning Friday, extending the quarantine period to 21 days. Previously, the 15 countries, which also include Malaysia, Thailand, France, and the Netherlands, were classified as medium risk, with travelers able to serve only 7 days of quarantine if they were fully vaccinated and tested positive for antibodies prior to departure. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.